Southern hip-hop continues to be an increasing influence in pop music, with the groups Outkast and the Goody Mob doing for the new century what George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic did for the past 20 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the newest Southern solo act, CeeLo Green, has further extended the genre in a creative way on his solo album, CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that show feel good. Hello, I go by the name of Simply CeeLo Green. How do you do? Welcome. I thought I'd seize this opportunity to tell you a little bit more about myself, if you don't mind. This is my vision. You know what I'm saying? Check me out now. I have millenniums of material and rivers of rhythm, an entire ocean of emotion that's enlightening to swim in. Also a forest of feeling, beaten paths of peace. Trapped inside my silhouette, I have to speak to release. Demanding more from the pen than a whore from the pen. The line between playing to win and sin is thin. But I walk it with grace and I talk it with taste. I am that raw, simply put, and I rest my case. It's elementary. Yet far more.
Thomas Calloway goes, as he just explained, by the name of CeeLo Green. He's part of the large coalition of Southern hip-hop musicians, the Goody Mob, but on this solo album called CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections, he sounds like a natural star, loose, assured, in command. On that cut, he very pointedly distances himself from hardcore rap, announcing, "I'm not one of those thug rapper guys." But he does a smart thing. He uses the sly, insinuating beats of the guys he's putting down. Appropriating the best elements from nearby influences to illustrate your own worldview, that's what a lot of hip-hop is about. One thing I like about CeeLo is his encyclopedic command of any number of rhythm and blues styles. Listen to the way he uses a horn section straight out of 1960s Curtis Mayfield music to provide punctuation on a song like this.
Everybody that's wrong, I scared of the bone, they got hidden away. Yeah, sure, there's a freak in us all, that's some truth not said. You can't let those who ain't shit make you that little ball clay. Be free and express yourself, nastiness come naturally. Listen to me now, it could be the way I want to freak a song, tattoos or the way I dress. Or it could be I want to walk my way and refuse and to follow the rest. Or when people haven't been where you been and they say you're still going too far. Or when you with your girl and pull over and fuck something in the back of the car. I'm a freak.
Speaking of using older R&B to new effect, CeeLo takes the phrase, "The Great Pretender," from the 1955 hit by The Platters, hears within it the sentiment The Platters were reaching for, that sense of feeling inauthentic, untested and unproven, unworthy of love, and makes his own music from it.
The thin line between divine and killing machine. A dark side of the line that no one ever should see. Oh, I feel for the foolish for f***ing with me. There's a war inside me, but the water is still. You'll be safer every time, assuming it will. Yet to lose my composure, I don't normally do. I just thought that you should know I've been circling you. You don't know me, or I can't tell you. Uh-oh, I'm the great pretender.
This, I think, is what CeeLo is getting at when he refers in his album title to his perfect imperfections. This is the sound of a man struggling with himself, trying to do good by his family and friends, being tempted and resisting temptation to the best of his ability, and sometimes having a very good time fighting these battles. Sometimes he enlists unlikely help, as when he gets John Popper of the band Blues Traveler to play some harmonica on this entirely unironic country music influence tune.
Listen. Well, I'm extremely cheap. I snore when I go to sleep. A little bit of nothing I ever left. I'm struggling and trying to keep. Your friends may all agree. You can name a million things I'll ever be. You feel like flying, feel free. No
know that you can do better than me. I'm a simple man, I'm doing everything I can. When God sent you my way, there was a moment my life began. You stood by me through the storm when I was hoping you held my hand. I wish I understood how you were strong enough to understand. You see, no one...
I think what I like best about CeeLo Green is his musical open-mindedness, this willingness to bring everything he likes to listen to into his own music. He's making psychedelic, hard-rocking funk music. He's the guy everyone now has to take note of because he's signaling new places to take hip-hop.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed CeeLo Green and his Perfect Imperfections. This is Fresh Air.